Today is Friday, the 1st of November, the Feast of All Saints, in the 30th week of Ordinary Time. Westminster Cathedral, directed by James O'Donnell, sing O Quam Gloriosum by Victoria. How glorious is the kingdom where all the saints rejoice with Christ. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Today is All Saints' Day, when we remember all the saints recognized by the Church and those who are not known. Our reading may help us to remember these before God as we pray. As each of the Beatitudes are read again, which saints come to mind? These may be the recognized saints of the Church, or perhaps people you know or have known. Let them come to mind as you listen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Take time to thank the Lord for the saints you've recalled and for their example of love and faith. Can you also recognize yourself in the reading today, among those who are blessed? As you come to the end of this time of prayer, ask the Lord to bless you as one of the saints who lives for God today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.